figure skating star Adam Rippon has had a very busy year. And we're not just talking about that bronze medal he came back with from the Winter Olympics. As an openly gay athlete, he's inspired fans on and off the ice. There was Dancing with the Stars, a visibility award from the Human Rights Campaign, and oh, an upcoming guest appearance on the second season of the Will and Grace revival.
I mean, it was surreal to be on the set that I saw while I was watching Will and Grace as a kid. It was like such an honor.
So do you think acting is in your future? Is that like something that you think that you could be doing?
I don't know. Maybe. I've stretched the truth before in a few instances. My mom's here. I'm sure I've done a few acting jobs at home that as a kid.
Rippon stopped by our studios here in Washington, mom in tow, to talk LGBTQ representation and his role as a role model.
I think that to have representation is a big thing. I'm from a really small town in Pennsylvania. Only about a week and a half ago, my brother sent me this article. And there's a university, it's a very small religious university. And this school expelled a student for being gay. I mean, that's a 5-minute walk from my house.
When you hear stories like that from home, and now that you have this status, you know, you're well known, you're someone that people look up to. What do you think your responsibility is for that?
I think my responsibility is talk about those issues. I will say that there was another local university that stepped up and offered to help him finish his degree, which speaks to the kind of people that I know are in my area. And I think that if we're in a position to help people, that you should always take advantage of that. It's your responsibility to pay that forward for somebody who might be younger than you or who might be going through the same thing, to give them the courage to go through it themselves or to do something to make their road a little bit easier.
That thing that happened by where you lived, I guess it might speak to a certain attitude where you grew up. I mean, was it hard for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard. But, you know, I think that underlying of homophobia is something that I felt growing up. You know, I didn't come out until I was like in my very early 20s. And it was just because I said I would just deal with it later. And then life sort of catches up with you. And you realize, okay, there's no like right time to deal with something that you should deal with right now. But when I did, it's when I really came into my own in my career. You know, the saying that, you know, ice is slippery. We say it all the time in skating. And it's so true. The ice is slippery. You can't control everything. But if you don't give 100%, you can control that. In a sport where you have 4 minutes to show who you are and what you're made of, if you can't really show every part of who you are you really giving 100%? And I think that speaks to kind of everybody.
Do you feel like within the Olympic athlete world that you being so out openly and sort of embracing that has made it easier for other athletes to do the same?
I know other athletes that are out have made it easier for me to be out. I know one of my really good friends who I met at the Olympics, Gus Kenworthy, you know, he comes from an X Games sport. You know, I think there's a lot of like internal homophobia that he deals with. And so, you know, it takes a lot of courage for him to come forward. And we had a conversation that like when we came out, we told ourselves like, okay, now I need to be better than I've ever been before. So nobody thinks that I'm weak because I'm gay or that I'm not as good because I'm gay, which are awful thoughts.
That's such a big burden to bear.
But you know what? It was a responsibility and it felt like something that I was ready to take on. And I think that's why I felt like I was ready to come out publicly when I was, you know, in my mid-20s. I felt like I was ready for that responsibility. I made sure that I was skating well so that, you know, I was a good representation of my community.
Are you planning on going back to the Olympics?
I mean, if I do, I will come back here and we can buy the tickets together because it will not be as a competitor.
Okay.
But I had such a great experience. There's nothing more that I want to accomplish as an athlete. And I think it was just the best way for me to end my like Olympic journey.
Adam Rippon, Olympian, activist, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.